Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and on the phone with me this morning, I have Coach Carl Clark out of, are you out of Loup City, Coach? I can't remember.
Yes, we're out of Loup City with Sherman County Boxing.
Very good. It's Sherman County Boxing, and I know you're a nonprofit. We've talked. I've helped out for years, and let me ask you, first of all, how did you get started in boxing?
I used to box back in the early 80s in California.
Oh, wow. And so what kind of boxer were you? I guess Golden Glove. Tell me about boxing, and especially if our listeners don't know.
Yeah, it's a Golden Glove boxing. We bring in boxers from all over the United States to have a tournament here.
Okay, so this event that we are going to be discussing is coming up during Polish Days in Loup City, which is that June 7th, Saturday, June 7th?
Correct, Saturday, June 7th.
Well, we don't want to miss out on that. Now, how many years have you been doing this there?
About 13 years, 14.
13 or 14 years. Okay, so let's tell our listeners what you do. You train young men and women how to box and how to do it fairly. I mean, tell us about the boxing world. Tell us about the discipline, I guess, what you guys teach these young people.
First, there's rules you have to follow. There's no fighting outside of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
We practice 3 to 5 days a week. We teach them discipline and respect, teach them how to defend themselves. There's a lot of cardio, running, calisthenics, exercises. Start them off with the basics, you know, your feet stance, how to hold your hands, protect yourself.
It is dancing. I mean, you see the way boxers in any arena I've seen, they know how to dance. I bet they're good dancers outside of the ring, too. Anyway.
The art of boxing is to hit and not get hit back.
That's the art of boxing, to hit and not get hit back. Amazing. This is so much fun. Now, how many people, and can you name any of the boxing groups that are going to be there this coming Saturday on the 7th?
Yes, we have OG Boxing out of Hastings, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
King James Boxing out of Grand Island. Young Inspiration out of North Platte. Southside Boxing out of Lincoln. Lobos Boxing out of Sioux City, Iowa. We got Siouxland Junior Boxing out of Iowa, Sioux City.
Mm-hmm.
Fremont Boxing out of Fremont, Nebraska. Charlie Coe out of Chicago. We got teams coming out of Colorado. Icon Boxing out of Denver, Colorado area.
Wow. Wow. They're driving some distances to get to this.
Yeah, we got them coming out of Oklahoma, Las Vegas, California.
Amazing. A lot of talent. It's always a lot of fun. And you know what? I love being a part of it. I'm so glad you called me because I love calling the boxing. I mean, you do the refereeing and stuff, of course, your coach. But yes. I really enjoy you guys letting me be a part of it. And that is coming up. And now, let's tell our listeners what this event is called at the Loup City Polish Days.
Fight Night the Third. It's the third year in a row we've done this show since COVID. It's at the Loup City High School. Doors open at 3. The fights start at 4. Right now we have 38 pre-match fights.
Amazing.
It's going to be a full day, a full card. A lot of entertainment.
And you guys have snacks.
Yes, we have hamburgers, hot dogs, Polish dogs, pulled pork sandwiches.
It's all there.
All kinds of sodas, different flavors. We have Powerades, potato chips.
Yeah. You know what?
Full menu there.
It is a full menu. And what's nice is it's happening during Polish Days. It's a way for the people that are coming up for Polish Days to stop in and see some great boxing, some kids boxing. And this is just, it's so much fun. I enjoy it. It's the third year and it's called what again?
Fight Night the Third.
Fight Night the Third. We've got it. And that's happening Saturday, June 7th. And tell us again when the doors open.
Doors open at 3. Fights start at 4.
All right. And does it cost much to get in?
Sitting in the bleachers is only $10.
Mm-hmm.
The VIP tables is $20 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And kids 7 and under, we let in free.
Okay.
Because you can't box until you're at least 8. So I let anybody in that's not eligible to box because of their young age, just in free.
That's right. Oh, well, that's wonderful. Plus, they're getting to see, you know, their brothers or sisters or family, you know, get up in the ring. It really is a lot of fun, and I hope our listeners don't miss it at all. Coach, I want to thank you for taking time this morning to talk to me. Was there anything else that you wanted to let our listeners know before we go?
One more thing. We're going to have a professional boxer. Her name is Georgina out of Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
She's from Tommy Arciago's team.
Wow.
Outside is the club. She's going to be there. She'll be shaking hands and meeting the people.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun for the kids and the people.
Professional.
A female professional boxer. I can't wait to meet her. I want to shake her hand. I hope she doesn't hurt me.
Just kidding.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Coach Clark. And we will be there for the boxing. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. See y'all then.